What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. We have another man. Let's see. As a matter of fact, the title of the video is right there by the timestamps. Stats of top 4.5% versus 80%. Now, what they're talking about is men. Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry, I just ate or I just drank some apple cider vinegar, and it's fuck. Trying its damnedest to come back up. Any case. So, they're talking about the top 5% fucking, the entire planet. And their excuses, because women can't control their fucking biology, because women can't control their hormones. Therefore, we need to take on the burden and just amp up our game.
Like this idea that like it really is like what you said before. There is this group of men at the top that are having all the sexual access, and then there's this group of men at the bottom who aren't. And this is not a cultural thing. This has happened throughout
It's a
history.
biological
It's
evolutionary thing.
evolutionary. Mubarak the bloodthirsty, 888 children. You know what I'm talking about, right? The from Morocco. That read about him. This whole idea. Now here's the thing. Here's where I differ from a lot of guys. Okay, not all of them, but that 28%. My whole thing is, don't hate the game. Get in the fucking gym. Like
Get in the game. Be a player and
correct.
not an average
Correct.
dude.
Know that if this top 10.
Did Rolo Tomasi just dye his fucking hair?
My whole thing is, don't hate the game. Get in the fucking gym. Like
Get in the game. Be a player and
correct.
not an average.
This fucking homo dyed his hair, dude. You know how much I would kill to have salt, natural salt and pepper hair? Fucking loser.
Correct.
Dude.
Know that if this top 10% is the one that's winning, do everything in your power, short of death, to get there. How much does it mean to you to get in that top 10%? Nobody loves women more than me. Women are the way they are. You can tell me women like status and like guys who are taller than shorter. Have I gone to a party, been with a hot girl, and she walks off with some dude who's a male stripper? Of course it's happened to me. It sucks. Doesn't make me hate women. It's just evolution.
Got swooped on.
I got swooped on. So you know what? I'm gonna hit that motherfucking bench press next week, and
Don't wish you were either.
Yeah, because the answer to trying to fix this cultural fuck up is going to go hit the bench press some more, right? Going to do squats some more. Going to do fucking deadlifts. Going to do fucking military presses. I'm so sick and tired of this fucking dog shit fucking advice. And by the way, for those of you who care or don't give a fuck, I love bodybuilding. Now, I'm not that fucking good at it. I'm pretty fucking shit when it comes to, bodybuilding. But my dream physique would be, Saeed Saversian. He's the brother of Ziz Saversian. Everybody knows who the fuck Ziz is. The Ziz was the guy who basically created aesthetics. That's not true. He basically just made it famous, right? Now, for me, that would be my dream physique. And fuck, dude, like trying to I woke up and I was tired as shit for 2 days straight because I started taking this new shit. I'll forget the name of it. I'll try to put the name of it someplace. Any case, it helps you cut weight, and at the same time, like, I'm taking TRT, and I'm fucking hitting the weights like a madman. But Saturday and Sunday I slipped up. I got a pump in on Sunday, but I didn't escalate it any more than that, and I think it has something to do with, the higher dosage that I got, because I feel a little lethargic. That's not the point. The point is that I'm sick and tired of fucking guys like these saying go hit the gym because they're using that as a crutch, as an excuse. Like, oh, if I just look jacked, I'm gonna get all these bitches. And what happens if you don't? What happens when you don't? What else is it? Fucking money? What happens if you... I know fucking jack dudes with fucking tons of money still can't pull in fucking a good, decent girl. All these girls are intimidated by him because they think, like, he's too fucking big. Or he has fucking money to flaunt, and then when they find out, you know, he's taking testosterone, they're like, oh no, never mind. I don't want this guy to snap on me and beat my ass. You see what I mean? It's a double-edged fucking sword. And when he does get a piece of ass, it's always a chick who's trying to manipulate him. So my point is like, when I bodybuild, when I lift, I'm doing it for myself. Because I feel like a fucking... I feel so alive when I do it. I think of the time when I was doing these videos out of a fucking parked car in the back of a church. I think to myself all those times when I was doing 100 fucking presses or push-ups, when I was doing 100 fucking squats, you know, a day, 100 dips, 100, you know, fucking pushing for 100 miles a week. I wanted to be the fucking most elite-looking motherfucker on planet Earth. As a matter of fact, solitary confinement, or solitary workout, I think is what it's called. It's a book by Charles Bronson. For those of you who don't know who Charles Bronson is, he is the world's most dangerous inmate, according to the United Kingdom. And he created one of the most amazing books on how to fucking get jacked naturally. No bullshit. That David Goggins was like a huge inspiration during that time period. But I did all that for myself because it made me feel good, because it was like the only thing that I could fucking control about life is the way that I looked rather than my outcome or my situation. Was dieting, was doing those bullshit diets during a time when I was homeless a good idea? Fuck no. It was the dumbest fucking idea ever. But my point is that dipshits like this motherfucker are telling you, don't go in the gym for yourself, to build your confidence, to help you stay focused, to help you fucking learn and train and do things better. No. Go to the fucking gym so you can go get some pussy. That's his fucking... It's sad, dude. Because these guys are having the same conversation that I used to have when I was in fucking 11th, 12th grade. The shit hasn't changed, dude. These guys are fucking old ass fucking men talking like they're still in 12th grade. And none of these fucking cocksuckers will tell you how to create your own business. It's really fucking not that hard. Even my boss taught me, you know, he became good at all the crafts and on all the shit that is on the job site at our job. And he's like, this is how I created my own business. I just had to learn how to do all of this, how to learn how to each and every machine, how to learn to do this and that and that and the other. I mean, it gets to a point where I get frustrated, because when I hear this shit, I don't hear it coming from a place of like, go build yourself. Fuck women, dude. Women come along, they come and go, and they come along and they tag along. If they find you interesting, they'll approach you. Period. If a woman gives you the eye, that is a signal to go cold approach. Like, and I mean, like, if you ever go to, like, a country club, excuse me, I keep saying I'm going to stop doing that. I really deeply apologize. I have a shitty body. Any case, my apologies. I'll try to stop. My point is that when you go to a country bar, right, a girl will give you like this seductive look from across the room. That is your signal to go approach, right? It's unmistakable. Think of like the hottest fucking eyes you have ever seen in your entire life just looking at you. That is the look. And she will do it over and over and over again to signal you to come over, right? She will lock eyes with you. And yeah, she'll sense your hesitancy, she'll sense your bashfulness, but when it comes to that culture, they'll bond with you. They'll give you a chance. They'll let you open up slowly. What these fucking idiots are trying to tell you is like, nah, bro, as long as you're jacked. Dude, do you know how many fucking guys are in there wearing a fucking Budweiser? All right, so nobody's wearing their fucking Budweiser or their Coors shirts or anything like that anymore. Point is that, you know, when they've got a fucking shirt on that says, like, get her done or whatever the fuck, with a fucking belt buckle, and or just a plain-ass fucking dress shirt, you know? A dress shirt, fucking pants, cowboy hat, and a big-ass fucking belt buckle, like, right above your dick. Dude, with a t-shirt, a shitty-ass fucking 1980s t-shirt, and you can have the beer belly of a fucking trucker, and they will still let you approach. So everything that these guys are saying is fucking dog shit. This only, like, these rules only apply when you're going to the club. When you're going to a fucking rock show that's, like, a particular genre, like Foo Fighters or fucking, you know, Joy Division, you know, The Cure, what else? Morrissey. I mean, people that have already established success are gonna go for that type of body type, right? But if you go to a ragtag fucking concert like the way that I did, you know, $40 to get in, dude, you're gonna get all kinds of people. Fuck, I think I even told a story where, like, this woman, I was doing a weird exercise and my abs were hurting, and then I grabbed my side and I was just kind of like massaging it. And she said, honey, are you okay? She immediately just started fucking grabbing my arms and she was just like trying to like lock eyes with me. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. She was like, oh, you got me in a bit of a panic. I thought your pancreas was hurting. I just had to step in. And I was like, oh, well, like if I needed an emergency, you're like, the first thing you're going to think about is like, oh, great, quick, grab his pecs. And she starts, like, fucking laughing, and she kind of, like, sort of somewhat cupped my fucking chest. She's like, wow, you work out. That was it, dude. That was my fucking way in. Of course I didn't, because her fucking husband's, like, standing right fucking there, just eyeing the whole conversation. I'm like, yeah, nice, funny. But my point is that a woman will approach you. She will let you. She will give you the signal. She will allow you. Right? Everything that this fucking idiot is saying is dog shit. You're not gonna fucking score with every hot ass bitch. You know how many chicks see a hot dude with fucking abs and shit? Especially out here in Vegas? Fuck, dude, they're a dime a dozen. They're a dime a fucking dozen. And this chick is out here, or excuse me, this dude is out here fucking promoting. Just go out and get jacked, man. Go out and get jacked so you can go get laid and go eat, you know, go fuck all this pussy and be a part of that fucking 20%. All that's going to do is just, dude, you're going to get with the wrong girl. 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get involved with the wrong fucking girl. Thankfully, I've already had my dick sucked 9 ways from Sunday. I've already fucking had the bombest pussy in the entire world and the wackest pussy in the entire world. And thank God I've fucked every single one of those chicks and only got like one chick out of like the 37 that I fucked to not come. That's a pretty good stellar record for me. I'm pretty good. I don't need to fucking prove myself to anybody. I know what I'm good at, and I know what my worth is, you know, in terms of the dating pool and the, you know, providing and all this shit. I've got my own apartment. I got, you know, a car that's kind of a piece of shit, but it's my car. You know, I've got my bills paid, I've got a fucking nice-ass phone, and I've got, you know, a brand new fucking PS5. And a mini fridge where I used to put alcohol in, no longer. You know, a badass fucking kitchen that, you know, I enjoy. I don't give a fuck what anybody else says. But my point is that, oh, and a private fucking gym. What motherfucker do you know has a private fucking gym? Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure all of you are pretty wise and smart, so you guys have your own shit. But dude, I've been dying for one since I was a kid. Now that I have one, you really think that I give a fuck what a woman, like, places me on the totem pole? It's like, I got the shit that I want. Like, who gives a fuck? Oh, where's your living room? Where's your furniture? Where's your kitchen? Don't you want a dining room table? It's like, no, dude, because that's where my fucking treadmill's gonna go, you dumb bitch. You know, like, oh, well, what about like a nice, like, comfy cushion? It's like, dude, that's what the bed is for. I'm not gonna fucking have a sit down with you in my living room. Get the fuck out of here. That's, dude, that's where I'm gonna put my squat rack. Fuck, I don't know, dude. Some women have, like, dumbass priorities. Fucking, they want to invest in all these, like, chairs and shit. It's like, what the fuck for? You could go out and eat. You could go fucking to a park and sit down and bond. Like, if it's too hot, just fucking come over, lay down, we'll fucking Netflix and chill. Like, it's fucking stupid. So these guys, both of these idiots are trying to fucking lead you down back to where you went, back to where you came. Just kind of like, just going in a circle, spinning tires, only with different value levels. Getting jacked isn't the only fucking thing in life. Well, how about a better personality? What if you have, dude, there's a lot of fucking guys that I know that have shit personalities and a lot of money. Money is something that fucking a personality cannot buy. Andrew Tate is just putting on a fucking act. He's not really like that. He's actually a fucking sweetheart. He's actually a soft motherfucker. And he does what every performer does. He just puts on a great, great show. In any case, it bothers me when these motherfuckers run their mouth and tell you falsities.
Easier, wish you were better.
Yeah, wish you were better. Don't wish it was easier, because it's not easier. If you wish it easier, that's when I see these dudes, like I said before, moving to Panama, moving to fucking Eastern Europe, and they're just, I don't want to give up.
I've done several shows on the GSS study. When you look at those stats, you have to correlate them against other stats that really, like you say, okay, it was 2008, 2018. What else happened during that time? Well, if you look at...
All right, look, I don't know what the fuck else we're going to get into. But a lot of the men that I know that have a shit ton of fucking money have no personality. They cannot connect with other people. They can only connect business-wise. When they talk about business, they're in the zone. They can slip right into it, no problem. And they negotiate sex like it's a bargain. And dude, this happens every fucking time. I see a beautiful even when I was back home at Bastards. I haven't gone out lately in like a year because, well, fuck, I'm always broke. My point is that I used to go to this bar, this canteen called Bastards, and basically, there was these girls right across the street. There was an agency that would sell buildings. And if you could sell those buildings, you know, you made a substantial amount of money for the year. So a lot of those girls were always ended up drinking at the end of the fucking, cause they would make about $300,000-$500,000 a year. But the thing is like some years they would have it bad. Some years they would have it really, really good. You know, there was three girls that just had it bad just because they had bad property to sell. So for 2 years straight, so, you know, their first business, or their first, both of them, their first project was to sell these properties, and they made $750,000, right? So $750,000. And over the course of 2 years, you know, they bought themselves a house, they bought themselves a fucking nice-ass car, and all this other shit. But over the course of those years, of 2 years, they couldn't sell these two properties. They're just in the wrong location for the wrong fucking thing, which was machining. And there was just fucking big-ass holes everywhere, and they just couldn't sell the property because people don't temper out in the open anymore. There's only one place that I know of in Southgate. One of them is Schultz Steel, and then right across the street for that is another tempering place. But they temper underground, you know, but they actually have pits where they temper certain metals. S&M, the BMX company, does business with them. I know Colt does business with them, the firearms industry, firearms company. There's a few others, but they're in podunk locations, dude. They're in a part of town where, like, dude, if you went down there by yourself, okay, first off, you would pass it if you weren't looking for it. Secondly, if you went down that fucking road by yourself, you'd get stabbed. Like, you literally had to be looking over your shoulders every fucking minute. So, these tempering places, you know, were designed for heating. And, you know, hardly anybody does that anymore. Everything is in these really nice refineries. Everything's done in a lab now. Everything has to be pressure controlled, temperature controlled. Like, everything has to be absolutely perfect. And these places were just antiquated. They were old. And these women had a hard time selling these buildings. Now, here's the thing. Those girls would sit across the table from fucking millionaires, right? And these millionaires had nothing fucking great to say other than just how much money they made. Oh, yeah, last year I made this amount of money, and now I'm working on this project, and this project's going to bring me so much wealth. I mean, I just invested for years and years. I just bought, like, a brand new, you know, limo service, and this brand new Lamborghini, and this and that and that and the other in my house. I've got a new kitchen that I'm about to install, and it's just nothing but look at how much money I have, look at how much money I can spend, look at how much money I can fucking accumulate. And the girls were just sitting there bored out of their fucking minds. And the moment that me and my best friend at the time, you know, we were in a fucking men's club together. The moment that he and I would pass by, the girls would immediately fucking call us over just out of desperation to get us out of that, to get them out of that situation. I remember this one girl, she was fucking cute as fuck. You know, she was actually my kind of girl. She was fat. And, in all the right areas. But, yeah, so I sat next to her. She was a real nice girl. She was fucking hitting on me. And the guy just said, like, who the fuck are you guys? Huh? Who the fuck are you guys to sit at my table? And we're just like, whoa, dude. Like, we were invited over by the miss here. If you got a problem, we could fucking stake this shit outside. And, you know, the guy was trying to act smart because it was COVID and, of course, we were all outside. And I just told him, like, dude, let's go on the other side of the balcony and talk like fucking men. Immediately shut that shit down. He wanted to fucking be friendly. He wanted to be cool. He wanted to offer me a job. And I just said, nah, man, like, judging from your temperament, I don't trust men like you. You guys are a fucking hazard. And my buddy just looked at me and he goes, bro, he's offering you fight. I was like, he's not offering me shit. I don't know this guy. For all I know, he could be giving false fucking false hope. But that's all he had to offer, was just pipe dreams. Fucking bullshit. And, yeah. Me and Mary hooked up for a little bit. And then, kind of went off my very merry way to go drink somewhere else, but it was always the same situation. A table full of fucking hot-ass girls, one dumbass who didn't know how to keep the conversation, and me and my buddy just cruising around and just picking up on chicks. It really isn't that hard, man. But these guys make it seem as though your only option, your only best bet, is to fucking go make money, work out, and you'll be able to capture these bitches without addressing the situation and the problem, right? Like, earlier in this video, they said that women, their control? Impulse control? At age 10 is that of a fucking 25-year-old male? Their impulse control at age 10 is like as advanced as a 25-year-old male's. They can control themselves, apparently. And I'm thinking to myself, like, the way that that sounds is just as silly. Like, it sounds so fucking silly and stupid. But to me, it sounds the exact same way when a chick says, like, I pay my own rent. I do this, I do that. It's like, it sounds just as silly. Yeah, no shit, you're supposed to pay your own fucking rent, dumbass. So my point is very clear. My point is very simple. Don't listen to these fucking idiots. They talk just like they did when they were in fucking high school. And now that Rolo's got a little bit of fucking fame going on for him again, he's just gonna tap dance around the same 3 points. Get more money, get fame, and then get bitches. It's fucking stupid, because on one hand, it doesn't matter how much money you fucking make. If you fuck like trash, if you have a trash personality, you're gonna get fucking left. And he doesn't tell you that. The only thing that's holding his fucking marriage together is his fame and success. That's it. Once that's gone, his fucking wife's gone. There's nothing personal about this guy, ever. All I ever hear him is just spout out is just statistics and this and that, and justifying like why he's a piece of shit. Justifying why he's a piece of shit. What I mean is, like, he's constantly attacking people and he's constantly destroying his relationships with people. Constantly destroying shit. Having no fucking proof when he makes accusations and claims. And just like, well, you know, I saw a pattern, and therefore I just went for it. Oh, there, you know, there. That's just who I am. I just call it out as I see it. No, dude. Not even fucking close. A man who has nobody that has consistency in his life in terms of friendship, and surrounds himself with people like Donovan Sharp. Yeah, you could go ahead and fuck off with that. Man is leading you astray. Don't let him fucking trick you into thinking that going back into the dating pool when the women's culture has not been addressed or fixed and the laws haven't changed. Don't let this guy fucking get you to believe that all you gotta do is get jacked and make a shit ton of money to keep a bitch down. Doesn't work like that. She's loyal because she chooses to be. Period. It's always been that way. There's a shit ton of fucking women, dude. You can't tell you how many fucking chicks knock at my fucking door. Asking me for stupid shit. I had a chick Sunday night. it was 11 o'clock at night, and this woman, you know, I saw her earlier in the day because I had to go get an Amazon package from across the street. And basically, you know, I'm walking out. I saw her. She looked really cute. I just fucking waved, and then she waved back, walked, got my package. And she said, did you get what you ordered? And I smiled and laughed, and I pulled out my book. She said, what's that? And I said, a book on philosophy. She's like, ooh, you smart. And then I just fucking went in, and I just waved, closed my door. And then later on that night, at 11 o'clock at night, I hear a knock at my door, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Right? I don't know, fuck. You know, I was in my boxers, so I wasn't too pleasant having to answer the fucking door. Walked over to the door, and I see that it's her. And I was like, hey, what's up? And she said, can I ask you for a favor? And I was like, I'm actually kind of busy right now, sorry. She's like, oh, are you sleeping? Yeah. And I start to slowly close the door. She's like, oh, can I ask you for a cup of sugar? Don't have any. And I just, like, close the door. Or how about when I first moved in, I had a chick fucking, like, I guess she saw me move in, and then she fucking came over, and I see her kind of like, just kind of like poking through the windows, like whatever blades of my curtains were open, just poking through, trying to see if she could seep in, and I was like, who the fuck is that? I didn't even bother to open the door, because I don't trust this fucking chick. I'm not even that fucking jacked. I don't even look fucking huge. I'm just me. I mean, Rollo Tomasi is a fucking joke. Don't listen to this fucking idiot. Yeah, there's only so much facts and statistics that you can spit out before it all goes back to zero. Have the laws changed? Has the women's culture changed? Have women changed? Have they finally admitted defeat? No. So don't do it. Now, I'm not saying to not go get laid. I'm not saying that. If you could slide into some easy, go get yourself some fucking easy. But don't listen to this fucking idiot who's telling you all you gotta do is just go get jacked and go make $1 million. It doesn't work like that, dude. Never has. Fuck him. Guard your heart.